It won't be more than $391. Okay, so we can go ahead and make a motion on $191.
Yes.
Okay, I would move as to BOE 191 that we classify it as mixed use, 75% residential, 25% commercial.
Second.
I have a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And then as to BOE 189, I make a motion that we deny change in classification.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And then I think we're on 190. We're trying to come up with a...
The appraised value. We have it.
So the 66130 minus 345600.
That might be less than the other one that's 391.
Should be 189530.
No, it's 280 something. It's, in other words, it's very similar to the...
So then are we saying that the appraised value that is showing on the PRC card is incorrect?
Well, they have it at 660.
So we're just going to...
Well, but they've added these two numbers together.
Okay.
314530 then would be...
314530.
And so based on that, I would ask that you do the 188.700 because the valuation on that is 391. That's to be the highest.
The 391 is the one that we did approve as mixed use.
Okay.
We already approved that as mixed use.
So what are we saying the appraised value is on 190?
314530. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you have something for me?
All right. Yeah, that's the before it gets deleted, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Is it?
The one that you did, and then so next year we're going to.
All right, we'll go ahead and make the motion.
Okay.
As to BOE 190, I would make the motion that we reduce the appraised value down to $314,530.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
We
already denied 189.
190?
No. Oh, excuse me. You're right. You are correct.
Yes.
Okay. And we've reduced the value, but as to BOE 190, I would make a motion that we deny the change in classification.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay. What's the next thing you'd like to take up, Council?
The next one that has two properties in the same area is MJ's Chateau LLC. And it's 8.404 and
8.712. 182,
184.
Okay, I've got, it's BOE 184 and...
182.
Yeah, okay, yes, 182.
Before we do that, can I get clarification? Because I may have wrote this on the wrong one. Did we have the motion on 188 or 189?
On 189, we denied the change of classification. On 190, we denied the change of classification but granted a reduced value. Okay. And on 191, we granted mixed use.
Thank you.
And on... you have common owners on BOE 184 and 182, it appears.
Yes.
For MJ Chateau.
And I showed three different addresses owned by that, or the bill's going to three different persons. So do you have another one?
Mm-hmm. 182 and 184.
Yeah. So you're sending tax notices to that same address for other properties is what you're saying?
Right, we have more than one. Let me put this in.
They do have one more other on that particular LLC. I know they do have another one. I have that they have one other property in Taney County.
Do you know if that one's being used as?
It is. I just don't know what the classification is on it. I don't know if it's mixed. If you've made a mixed use on it, or if it's 100% commercial.
Okay, because if we've already granted one.
Yeah, I have the address on it.
I can look it up.
Sounds like she has it.
Okay.
What was that address?
It is...
The address?
Or it's in...
7391 East Farm Road, 164.
Well, that's the mailing
address. No, that's the mailing
address. Oh, that's the mailing.
Yeah, it's in Chateau Mountain Condo.
Oh.
Or just give me the name.
MJ's Chateau.
It's under MJ's.
Yes.
MJ's Chateau. So there's one...
And I have the...
113 Chateau Mountain, 123 Bay Court, and 330 Indian Summer.
So what's the one that's not on... Okay. The Chateau Mountain, the first one that you said, is the one that's not on our docket.
Correct.
And is the Chateau Mountain already been classified as a mixed use?
Yes. The one at Chateau Mountain, 113 Chateau, is classified 7525.
Okay. Council, do you have anything else on that one? Because
no.
We're probably inclined to deny on 182 and 184 based on that.
No, I don't have any.
Okay. I would make a motion that as to BOE 182 and 184 that we deny change in classification.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
It looks like that leaves four more. There's a DC Summer Bay, which is BOE 186. There's a MLB Summer Bay.
Correct. And then MDI AP Capital.
Yeah, and then a Morgan Summer. Which one would you like to take up?
Whichever one. On all those, I don't have that they own any other property in Taney County.
Okay. So as far as you know, all of these are single. The owners own one in Taney County.
Yes, and this is all new, and they're different owners than all the other owners.
So MLB has two owners.
Has two properties.
Two properties.
Okay.
And this division or a different one?
Is that the one we're doing? Is MLB?
Oh, we can do it first. It's 187. That ends in 8604, if that's what you're looking at, Council.
And you're saying MLB has two?
That's what I had in my lookup here. Let's
see. I'm only showing one.
You're just showing one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm showing one, too.
Unless it's under a different name.
Billy Evans. There's a second property, and I've got a parcel number for it. And it's 17-9-30-0-0-2.045.
Okay, according to this, that's just an agricultural lot.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
I just had two own.
All right. So we've solved that on MLB. As to BOE 187, I would make a motion that we classify it as mixed use, 75% residential, 25% commercial.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, let's go on to BOE 186, which is DC Summer Bay.
I just have one. I believe that they just have one property in Taney County.
I just show one.
Anything else from anybody? Okay. Again, I'm assuming this is just a classification, not an evaluation.
Correct.
Okay. On BOE 186, I would make a motion that we classify it as mixed use, 75% residential, 25% commercial.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. On to our last page here, we have... MDI AP Capital.
I just show one.
I just have one on my record. Just show there's one on that one.
I just show one for them.
Okay. It's to BOE 192. I'd make a motion to classify as mixed use, 75% residential, 25% commercial.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Morgan Summer Bay.
Morgan Summer Bay is the last one I show. It's BOE number 193.
I show two lodges on this property. Do you know?
Right, that one I was going to argue about the valuation too, because the okay. same thing. It's substantially higher than.
Yeah, it's got two lodges on it also, I think, doesn't it?
Yes.
According to this, it's got
so
two.
So we removed that in 25, but it needs to be removed here. That's what we need done.
Sorry. Okay, so what's our new value?
You asked me a tough one. Let me get my calculator out. $308,390.
I'm sorry, say that again.
$308,390.
Is that acceptable, counsel?
Yes.
Okay. As to BOE 193, I'm going to make a motion to reduce the valuation appraised value to $308,390 and also to change classification to mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
I believe that's all I had. Any more?
I think that's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Susan, you wanted us to call Mr. Stallman. I'm not sure whether we can or can't, but I'm inclined to go ahead and if you think that you can take what we're going to tell you. That we're going to this reduction and do it, then I'll go ahead and do it.
Right. I'm basing this on the fact that when Kanakuk happened and
the notice didn't go out.
No, because you at that time waived their personal property without a BOE notice, and then it came to me where I had to change it.
Okay.
I couldn't do it. The clerk actually had to do it. And so in this case, you're able to do it because he didn't get his impact notice.
All right. Well, I think he got some sort of notice, but it was after the time they were supposed to go out. Is that right? Or did he not get one at all?
Not for that year.
Okay.
That's
well,
where he wins.
But can he, he's looking for money back that he's paid. I mean, does he come to the county to get that? How does he do that?
Yeah, okay. it'll go into here and it'll go as an abatement, but you guys will have said that you know this has happened and
okay.
be
all
his
right.
advocate.
From that standpoint, all right. David, this is David Akers again from the Taney County BOE.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you? You got just a second?
Yes, sir.
Our assessor has convinced us that she thinks that we can, in fact, help you for 2023. So we're going to go ahead and make a motion and knock that down to the value, which is 175 for 2023. And we're going to go ahead and make that motion. As to BOE, this doesn't have a BOE number, but I'm going to just put it as an adjunct, I guess, to BOE number 38. Make a motion that we reduce this 2023 because of the lack of impact notice down to the $175,000 appraised value. Do I have a second?
Second.
We have a second. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Congratulations and.
Make me start crying, man.
Have a good day and play some
That's
good basketball.
What'd you say?
Play some good basketball.
Hey, man, I won yesterday. Yeah.
All right. Take care.
Hey, thanks. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right.
That's his church. That Pardon? Basketball court.
Yeah. All right. Now, that Does that get us through?